On slowflowers.com, there are several search categories, and one of those, business consulting and development services, was originally inspired by my conversations with Saheed Naheem of New Bloom Solutions, today's guest. Join us as we discuss branding, social media, and other ways you can market your floral enterprise.
And it's representing the brand, build a brand, but as small and simple as grassroots of saying your story and giving it a person, not just a business, is super important to business growth. What's the most important thing nowadays is to build a community, right? Business is business. You can go to McDonald's and give your money to McDonald's, but you'd rather go to your local shop, hamburger place that they know you by name.
Right.
So that takes a lot of work. That takes a work, that takes investment, that takes time. There's a saying that I heard the other day that says, when you're building a community, you just can't be there when you want to be there. You have to be there all the time. And what happens when you build a community is that you add value to them. They trust you. They respect you. They count on you and they support you.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Slow Flowers Podcast with Deborah Prinzing. This is episode 658. This is the weekly podcast about slow flowers and the people who grow and design with them. It's all about making a conscious choice, and I invite you to join the conversation and the creative community as we discuss the vital topics of saving our domestic flower farms and supporting a floral industry that relies on a safe, seasonal, and local supply of flowers and foliage. This show is brought to you by slowflowers.com, the free online directory to more than 750 florists, shops, and studios who design with local, seasonal, and sustainable flowers, and to the farms that grow those blooms. It's the conscious choice for buying and sending flowers. And thank you to Store It Cold, creators of the Revolutionary Coolbot, a popular solution for flower farmers, studio florists, and farmer florists. Save thousands when you build your own walk-in cooler with the Coolbot and an air conditioner. If you don't have time to build your own, they also have turnkey units available. Learn more at storeitcold.com. With an emphasis on helping floral business with their B2B marketing, New Bloom Solutions is a media consultancy that provides a full menu of services, including website design, SEO management, content creation through videography and photography, plus brand promotion, recruitment, networking opportunities, and more. Today, we'll meet Saheed Naheem of New Bloom Solutions as we discuss how to expand your network and increase your sales. Saheed is co-president of sister companies Above All Flowers and New Bloom Solutions. With two decades of floral industry experience, Saheed started his career with major international brands and has since collaborated with global leaders like Flormetz, Kreisel, and Cal Flowers. His passion drives innovation and strengthens connections in the floral world. You can watch Saheed behind the microphone on The Bloom Show, a live YouTube platform where he highlights industry pioneers. The show has been filmed at major global conventions, including in the U.S., Holland, Ecuador, and Colombia. Let's jump right in and get started and welcome Saheed to the Slow Flowers Podcast. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Slow Flowers Show. I'm Deborah Prinzing, and today I'm so happy to introduce Saheed Naheem as a guest of the podcast. We've been trying to get to this for a while, Saheed.
We certainly have. What an honor to be here today. And I feel like I'm dreaming because I've always watched your shows, and you're awesome in what you've done with your initiative. So thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I love that we have matching headsets and mics. We're like, you know, we're podcasters.
Yeah.
Well, so Saheed is the co-president of Above All Flowers and New Bloom Solutions. And today we're probably going to talk mostly about New Bloom Solutions because that's sort of the side of the business that you manage. I just want to give a little flashback. I think we met in person at Fun & Sun a couple years ago down in San Diego, right?
It was a lot of fun. Yes, certainly. We met at Fun & Sun, which I'm looking forward to going again this year.
Yes, I have it on my calendar. So that is not uncommon, though. You travel to all of these major global, floral conventions, domestic and international. and you bring your show on the road. So can we just start talking a little bit about that? Because people probably have seen the Bloom Show popping up in their YouTube channel. And I will try to share a little clip of that too, so people can get a sense of it. How does that work? You do this all the time or in seasonal chunks?
So it's, you know, we're a service agency, and one of our services is adding value to our community and then working with different associations, organizations, or brands through different media channels that we have, such as the Bloom Show on YouTube. You know, you yourself, I imagine you're on YouTube as well. So it's just another type of content. It has developed into that we get invited by different conventions and associations to cover the event and convention and or convention. And then I basically do like my whole journey when I'm flying there and things like that, just to give another light of it. It's not just always a reporting or flowers. Sometimes it's the restaurant that I went to, or my entire experience of, okay, when you go to Colombia, make sure to go here. Just to add value to who's reading, and also to highlight the beauty of that country. Mm. And sometimes we go to conventions and we forget that there's a beautiful country right outside the doors,
right.
You know?
Right. So stuck in a ballroom somewhere. So you got
stuck in a ballroom. Yeah. So enjoy. And we do SAF as well. We have done SAF. We do WUFSA. This year we're doing Flory Expo, and I love to invite people to go to Flory Expo. So we're doing Flory Expo. We're most probably will be there with video crew. But we do partner as well, because we're a media channel. So we partner with advertisements. So we'll help them promote their event, and then we'll be there at the event covering the event. And then we basically go booth to booth. That could be a company that we're representing, or someone that I found that's really cool and a really neat innovation that will help our customer base and our viewers. And our viewers consist of any size farm to wholesalers, distributors, growers, logistics companies. And it's really cool because we've seen that a lot of decision makers are on the show. So a lot of big wholesalers are watching, and then they'll contact the person and then they'll let us know. So it's really, really exciting to be able to create a channel of communication for the entire floral industry for us, right? For the big scope, South America, Central, Holland, everywhere. We're able to, you know, I always say the purpose of the Bloom Show is to help innovate, connect, and bloom the floral industry through presenting information and education and resources to help the floral industry grow. So
that Bloom Show is kind of a facet of the bigger consulting business you have, New Bloom Solutions. And so I know you help all floral sectors, you know, with growing their business, generating sales, developing their brands. Talk a little bit about maybe a case study, or like, and if you can focus on a U.S. grower, that would help us, because of course that's, or Canadian, because that's a really that'll connect for our audience.
And so we have a U.S. grower. It's a peony grower. Can't really share the name, because some of them we share, some of them we don't, some of them we help build. Right? But so we have one that we've been working with for the last 7 or so years. And what we do for them is we help by sending emails out to our community. So okay. We know that peonies are coming in May or mid-May. So we're already way in advance sending out emails, not only to create brand awareness for that customer, but also to bring them in customers, right? We could say that we sell hundreds and thousands of stems a season for them. And we're basically one of the leading companies with that peonies company, connecting them to different growers, wholesalers, distributors, florists independently as well.
So they're trying to reach mainly wholesale customers rather than direct to florists, or is it both?
Everything, right? So they might want to connect with a supermarket. Okay, cool. And we will send out emails directly to the supermarkets and introduce them. And then they might want to connect direct to florists. And they're saying, hey, we want to do, you know, one box at a time FedExes, or two boxes at a time FedEx. All right, cool. So we'll send out that email. And then on top of that, we'll also help build that brand recognition within the industry by bringing them onto our newsletter, writing a blog, putting them onto the Bloom Show, using our channels of recognition to help spread that name and that message that they have.
So in a way, you're like a media agency in that you're representing I mean, you don't only feature your clients, but mostly, and then you're making these connections with potential audiences for their, whatever their strategy is or whatever their goals are.
Exactly. And that's the goal. So you, let's say we find a new, a farm for garden roses or something, or, mm-hmm. or California greens.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, we want to scale our business to target nationwide or certain areas, florists. All right, so we will help build that person's brand. Mm-hmm. And let's say they say, we want to go nationwide. Then we take that to another level and say, all right, come on the Bloom Show, come on this. We'll help connect you to different avenues to help spread your message. And then we do the business development aspect of it, that phone calls and connecting this person to that person. But our goal is basically to connect that farm with that customer. What we don't connect is consumer.
Yeah, right. It's a B2B play. And 100%. And I think that's kind of the scale that a lot of newer or emerging growers, they can maybe do B2B like by selling to their local florist, but they can't. What's the secret recipe for doing that? They kind of need some tools to get to that next level. Like when you mentioned grocery, I thought, gosh, you know, that's such a tough nut to crack. But just finding who the buyer is. So that's what you're talking about, is knowing those key decision makers that you can help a client get their flowers in front of.
Exactly. So I like to say, like, we're this injection of propelling that brand or that farm that's saying, okay, now within 3 months, a large percentage of the floral industry will recognize you.
Wow.
If that's our strategy, that's just an estimated time. Don't hold me to it. But within a certain shorter period of time of doing it yourself, you're using our word of mouth. So we're traveling, we're giving back to the industry, we're writing blogs, we're meeting great people like yourself. So we're doing that to build the brands behind us. Mm-hmm. So when we represent the brand and say, try this new farm out for succulents or whatever it may be, right away they're, okay, I've tried them before, let me give them a try. Or I follow them on the Bloom Show, let's support them by doing X.
Got it.
That's really the goal for us, is to really give local growers and U.S. growers a platform to share their product, their story, and partnering with us.
So you're based in Florida, right? Are you in Miami?
Yes.
Okay. Which is kind of a flower hub in and of itself, mostly for imports, but a lot of business happens there. What are you seeing? Like, I'd love to sort of have you give us a little bit of a take the temperature of the industry. I hear that some people are saying their, you know, weddings are down, so therefore their business is down. Like, what is the zeitgeist that you're kind of, you know, reality checking for us today?
So just the other day, I heard a company, a florist, said that they're down by 16%.
And that was 16,
yes, from last year. And that was a New York-based company, right? So it really also depends on the area where these florists are. Weddings are down, but personal buying is up.
Okay.
So that's something that has been happening, is that habit of personal self-giving, you know? So many marketers are recommending focus on that now too, where it's a self-giving. It's no longer just buying a gift. Now it's really self-giving.
Yeah.
Some farms, depending on the product. The other day we spoke to a farm out of Colombia that does pom-pom type bouquets, you know, Colombian bouquets, and they're sold out. They're doing great. They're going to supermarkets. So supermarket sales are up. That is certainly something we see. Wedding sales are a little bit down, but personal buying for florists, personal self-consumption, self-care is up too. So you lose a little, but you gain a little.
Yeah.
What it is, it's just the florist and or the wholesaler, et cetera, has to find their niche.
Right, right.
And just figuring out what works for them. Local products, you know, locally grown, the same florist I spoke to in New York only buys from a wholesaler that only sells locally grown.
Right.
So locally grown is happening.
Yeah.
And that's why we're at the moment accepting applications to represent different locally grown and U.S.-based farms so that we can represent them and include them into our community and our network.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because I do, you know, it's hard to get scientific data, but I do, you know, have been written about and interviewed flower farmers for 15 years domestic. I feel like people who have gotten through COVID really know their brand, they really know their product, and they've maybe fine-tuned so that they're more profitable because they're not trying to grow 100 different varieties. Maybe they're really going into a niche. But it seems like telling your story, putting the face on the flower farmer is still the secret sauce, especially when you're selling to consumers and the consumers are buying through the grocery stores and through the, you know, the florists. So it's kind of like the drug company that markets in a consumer magazine, but they're not, you know, you still have to go to the doctor to get the prescription, right?
Yes. And that's a strategy that has been played with in many years. And it's, you know, representing the brand, right? Yeah. Build a brand. But as small and simple as grassroots of saying your story and giving it a person, not just a business, is super important to business growth.
So lately, I've had this personal experience of a very good friend who's a journalist, very well known in the gardening industry, whose very popular Instagram account was completely hacked and stolen, and literally, you know, held hostage. And people are asking her for boatloads of money, and she can't get help from Instagram. And it kind of drove home that issue, like we really need to own our message. And you know, you mentioned newsletters and mailing lists. Could you just talk a little bit about how you're seeing, you know, the various channels that people should be focusing on rather than just the free channels, you know, investing in the communications that you're talking about with brand building through direct newsletters or doing podcasts, that sort of thing?
What's the most important thing nowadays is to build a community, mm-hmm. right? Business is business. You can go to McDonald's and give your money to McDonald's, but you rather go to your local shop, hamburger place that they know you by name.
Right.
So that takes a lot of work. That takes a work, that takes investment, that takes time. There's a saying that I heard the other day that says, when you're building a community, you just can't be there when you want to be there. You have to be there all the time. And you could totally relate.
Yes.
That.
Yes, I can.
Even when you don't want to be there. Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What happens when you build a community is that you add value to them, they trust you, they respect you, they count on you, and they support you.
Yeah.
So that's very important, even if you're a small business, to build a community. Now, how do you build a community?
Right.
How do you give someone value up front without having to say, can you buy my flowers? It's through education, through entertainment, right? Education, entertainment, connecting them to, let's say it's a florist you work with, connecting them to different services, or maybe a podcast like Slow Flower Movement as well, sharing those things with them. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to a newsletter, let's say, and that's why you do a podcast, or that's why you do Instagram Live, for example. And why? Why? Because you're giving them information. You're giving another form of engagement without offering to sell them something or charge them something. Mm. So you become an asset to them.
Yeah.
You become a service to them versus a pusher of flowers, a petal pusher, right? So versus just a petal pusher, you also become something else that they're counting on you for. So when you have a website, what you want to do is you want to get engagement. You want to capture an email. You want to capture a phone number, right? Or just a simple email. But what you do with that email is then you create a newsletter and you invite them to talk. You talk about your company you talk about them, right?
Yeah.
You talk about their story and what improves, or you send them a survey. So creating this content is time consuming, but it is an evergreen content that's going to last for you forever and will always not only add SEO to your website if you do it right, but would also add a return to your community and help them understand what you do better and what your partners do as well. So that's what we find very, yeah. very useful is start small.
Yeah.
Even Instagram, that's okay. You know, or take it to another level and start a newsletter. Start with 10 people and then you'll yeah. see that it'll grow from there.
Do you find that when you're advising clients to maybe who haven't started a newsletter, and like to me, that's my, you know, stock and trade. Like I don't see why anyone shouldn't have a newsletter. Every time someone joins Slow Flowers, I immediately subscribe to their newsletter because I want to hear their news and, you know, track. I can't be everywhere. So that's a one way to track a lot of people. Do you find that there needs to be kind of a an offer, like sign up for this free PDF or this, you know, some kind of, what do they call it? A funnel to get people to put their new email address into some box so that they can receive something from you. What do you call that?
Lead magnet. So it's a funnel that takes them through a lead magnet. So yes, your blog can be a lead magnet. Let's be clear with that, right? If you want to take it to another level and start thinking more innovatively, we, for example, we did a calendar, a floral events calendar that allows you to see all the events that are conventions and events throughout all the world. What you do is you go to New Bloom Solutions. You can maybe show that.
Yep.
But you go to newbloomsolutions.com for resources for a calendar. And then you give us your information and you download that floral digital calendar. And then when you want to pick a date that you want to save, you could actually put that to your calendar right there on that calendar, right?
Oh, this is so smart. Oh, Saheed, I like this. So basically, New Bloom Solutions and Above All Flowers has produced this annual calendar. I come in, add my information, and tell you a little bit about myself.
Download that. And then you download it, and now you have access to all the events worldwide and nationwide, right? So now you get to also see, oh, man, they do stuff in Holland, which if you haven't been to Holland, check that out, right? I'm pretty sure you have.
I have,
which is amazing. But you get to see other things. But going back to lead magnet, now this is a value to our customer, right? So now they know, and every year in October, they're asking us, hey, where's your calendar? Where's your calendar? So that calendar allows us to not only get new leads, which then we put them into our newsletter and offer them the product from our farms. That as well adds value to them. They know that they could trust and count on us so that they know where to network.
It makes you an authority then. You're like the go-to. To know every event in the on the globe.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, what can a grower do? What can a local grower do? Right, tips on how to make your flowers last longer. Mm-hmm. The story behind color and Pantone color type of color wheels, things like that. You just have to think a little creative. How to measure your flowers or how to count a recipe. There's a bunch of different things that you can come up with to be able to add value to either your florist and or add value to your consumer.
You're so right. It doesn't have to be like an opus or epic, you know, novel. It could just be one PDF, one page PDF, just some kind of, as you said, we want to help you. We're not just selling to you kind of thing.
Very important.
Yeah. Let's go back to the website though, because I think there's a lot on here and obviously we looked at the calendar, but let's go back to the homepage and kind of walk us through some of the features that you want, maybe invite Slow Flowers podcast listeners to check out.
So we are a business service agency, which means we don't only help the grower or the logistics company or service get their brand out and bring them customers. We also help with the entire business model that they need to support their business. So one thing we do is website design, consulting, as you can see here, SEO. We also do recruiting through, this is the website. So we do it with a floral industry mindset, right?
Sure.
It's an especially B2B floral industry mindset. We're not really doing much for florists as of yet, but we're working with companies like Ponte Teresa. We're working with companies like Magic, but these companies we're working more in promoting their products. But we do work with Gardens America, where we built out their website, Berkeley Floral Supply, where we built out their website, and we build it out in a way that will encourage engagement, so that you are capturing an email, so you are capturing a wish list of information, and maybe not working with an inventory, because inventory can be really difficult for people. But we work with everyone's limitations to make it a strength.
Okay, so that's website development. Which other tab should I look at? Marketing, floral business solutions, or advertising opportunities?
Let's say advertisement opportunities.
Okay.
So it might be very simple, but here is, there was a download, but if you scroll down a little bit, these are the customers we've worked with. So we have worked with Blue Monday, which is a service, Magic Flowers, which is an Ecuadorian grower. We also do have other U.S. growers such as Peonies and Californian-based growers. We've also worked with Innovations representing those innovations. And those marketing services are basically, once you join our group, we use our media channels like our advertiser, our newsletter, and a bunch of different things to get your message out. We have different packages where we're not your average advertising publication. We're a little different in that sense. We go from word of mouth to just emails to the entire package, and they all have a different price because it's almost like an entry level. We want to get you started, and then we'll upgrade you as the time goes.
So kind of like an a la carte, you don't have to commit to everything. Okay, so the other thing I mentioned was the Bloom Show, and I want to maybe just go to that tab so people can see how to subscribe and what kind of structure you have on the show. Saheed, you're very very charismatic as a host. Like, I don't know if you have a journalism background or how this came about, but I'd love to hear how this show got started and, you know, how you can manage so many guests at the same time. That I find that completely overwhelming.
I need to take a deep breath. How it started. So first, no experience whatsoever. It started with a necessity. It's something to me that I do it to give back to the industry. And why? Because I believe we all have a story to tell, and the more information we have, the better decisions we could all make. And it's our, not priority, but it's our responsibility to look at outside of our pocket, outside of our walls, look at what Holland is doing, look at what big distributors are doing, even though you're a smaller farm. It's very important to be educated with that. And then it's very important for us to also represent different innovations. And it's very important. That's why I took it to the level of conventions, to know that these conventions exist, right? To go out there, to network, to connect with the floral industry. Now, the way it started was with Berkeley Floral Supply. Right before COVID, I was working with them, and I realized that they really didn't have a sales team. It was more kind of order processing, and as well, they didn't have a strong social media presence. So when, and Berkeley's been around since open 1947. So they're, you know, we have a saying, we're old school and we know it, you know. So that's a great example of being able to work with limitations and making it successful. So what I did right when they closed their doors, and they had to close for about a month and a half, which was very difficult for them.
It's very disrupting.
I understood that we were going to lose contact with many customers. So I went in and I started doing, we didn't have many things to do at that time, but I went in and I started doing a show on Instagram every single, and you could still go through it and see the old shows, every single day, three times a day, with florists, business owners, banks, consultants, real estate agents. So, so many different people, college educators, many different people to create information and to keep the industry connected. And I did that for about a year. And people started saying, Saheed, what about our industry? What are, you know, you're doing it for a wholesaler. What about doing it for distributors and growers and mass market? And I go, all right, let's try the Bloom Show. So it really started with necessity. It started with, no one was doing it. Let's get the message out. And that's why we say it's for the floral community, by the floral community. So what you can expect here is to, one, learn from trends. For example, we're having Tom Prince come on, and he has great studies about the floral industry and consumer demands. And every quarter we bring him on and he takes it over. So that...
I saw that. So that's more of a just a general... report on
Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. Yes.
But industry-wide.
And then, for example, at the end of the year, we bring on Melinda Knuth and Charlie Hall together to also talk about more trends. We do that. And last year we started the thing of giving it back to and having guest hosts. Right. Cause it wasn't about me. This is not my nature. I am very stage fright, believe it or not. I'm
really?
Very stage fright.
Is that why you had to take a deep breath?
Yes. But I do get stage fright. The camera's a little bit more comfortable with me because I'm just who I am. There you go.
I didn't mean to start that, but I thought this would be a good one to show. So
the camera, I'm comfortable with the camera because, and the reason I'm comfortable with lives is because we could all be perfectionists, right? So for me, doing a live, if I screw up or mess up, sorry for that word, but if I mess up, I messed up and it's live. So you just move forward and you don't have to take it so seriously. And that's what I promised myself, that if I have to really take it, that I have to worry about the detail and worry about what I said, I'm not going to enjoy doing it. I create an environment of just like you, of being casual, and let's just chat and let's make it comfortable for everybody. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're very approachable and people feel relaxed around you because it is just a conversation. So I think that's why you have so many guests who are, you know, say yes when maybe they would otherwise stiffen up and not think that this they could get through
it. It's been an honor that 99% of the people say yes.
Can we just show a little clip of this? Because I know you said Woofs is coming up.
This is 2023. So we didn't do, we didn't do interviews there. What we did do there is our yearly women's round table. And then we did an innovation round table as well. This one is a synopsis of the 2023 booth interviews that we did. So please share.
Well, let's just show a little, let's just show a second of it. We won't do all of it, but so this is what you were saying, where you go around to the trade show and do kind of like spontaneous interviews with people.
Hi, this is Saheed with The Bloom Show, brought to you by Above All Flowers and New Bloom Solutions. We are here today at Woofs 2023. The future in bloom. It's been a great experience. It's been awesome as always. We've done some great collaborations. Our first collaboration was the Bloom Together After Party, which happened on Monday. We had over 250 people in attendance, 45 contributing companies. We had the mayor show up, and we truly, truly drove home the connecting of the flower industry community to the community of Doral. So we're very excited that it happened, and thank you to the 45 contributing companies that helped us make it possible. We also want to thank Corinne Heck and D. Details for sponsoring the Bloom Show this year, where we brought in Women's Roundtable, as we've done for the last 3 years, and we did the Blooming Leaders of Our Industry. Very excited. Thank you again to Details for sponsoring. Now we're going to give you a quick tour of the booth, some of the people in our network and some not in our network, but also some great innovations. So join me as I show you around.
This is amazing. All right. Well, that's just a little teaser. How do you like seeing yourself on the camera?
It is what it is. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's pretty amazing. There were no bloopers. You just rolled with it.
That's it. And if you blooper it, just go with it.
Just go with it. So you have to travel with a crew then?
No, right? I usually find crews. Miami, I have a crew, but then when I went to Holland, I had to hire a crew. When I went to Ecuador, hire a crew. So I'm building out my crews by each country that I go to.
Yeah. So that Woofsa, was that in Miami?
That was in Doral, yes, it was.
Okay. So you had access to people that you knew could just hold the camera so you can just
I hired a crew. At that point, I do hire a crew. Since it's better content, they know what they're doing. I'm going to Flory Expo and I'll hire a crew for one day and we'll run around and do everything, do the interviews.
And talk about that.
So Flory Expo is a convention that's been happening for many years in Fort Lauderdale. It's open to the entire sectors, right? So it's growers and distributors and mostly growers that are there selling their flowers to mostly supermarkets. But now they've also opened the doors for florists to come educate themselves, to learn more. Not that you could buy from all the distributors there, but the education and networking is a great opportunity for everyone involved. And really cool, like innovations and startups you will find. So I do find that it's one of the shows that I like because there's small businesses that are there that are new businesses just trying out the environment. So this one's in Fort Lauderdale, sunny, beautiful Fort Lauderdale. June 4th through the 6th or 7th.
Okay, so it's coming up. So people can get more information probably from your calendar.
People can get more information from our calendar go to floryexpo.com and use Bloom2 for a free registration. We have a Bloom2 code, so we're partnered with them, and you can get a free registration, and it's worth it. If you're in the area or it's a $300 airfare flight and $200, it's worth coming because they have a boot camp, which we have, I think it's called Bloom On or New Bloom, a code for 25% off on that, a floral boot camp, where you could sign up for that floral boot camp as well as a florist. So it's a great opportunity. They have they take us out on a boat. It's really cool. Everything's kind of like a la carte, but the entrance is free as well.
Wonderful. Well, I'll get those codes from you and we'll share them in our show notes when this airs in a few weeks at slowflowerspodcast.com so people can, hey, you're right. If you're just like a day trip away, why not? And a lot of smaller florists, maybe studio florists, could never otherwise afford to do something
exactly.
like that. So yeah. we're checking it out.
And you can see some really cool product that you've maybe never seen before, or you could also see the size of our industry. Right. It's a pretty cool eye opener for you. And there's
That's
local
amazing.
Farms too. So there are US grown farms as well. That might be an opportunity for your viewers to experience.
Yeah.
To see
oh my
an
gosh.
Opportunity for them.
Okay. And do you have a booth at that then? Because I know when we were at Fun and Sun, you had a small booth for
We have partnered vendors there that will have booths and we're promoting them as well. So please go by and visit them. But no, we don't. We for us, it's more of media type journalism when we're there.
Yeah. you're on your feet with yes, a crew. Well, Saheed, before we go, I want to hear your story. What is your background and what led you to flowers? I have no idea, and I'm really
curious.
Thank
you for asking. So you could say marketing and then also a background in fashion. So that was my last career. I was in the fashion industry working for high-end fashion, and I kind of let it go because I just didn't like the environment. Where I was hired with Esmeralda Farms. I worked with them for about 7 years, and then I moved on to Royal Flowers, where I worked with them for about 7 to 8 years. When I worked with them, I did realize that I started looking at the entire industry with having a marketing background and also fashion industry and corporate companies saying, okay, we're not innovating. You know, when we looked at the books or companies like that, people were snuffing their nose at them. That would never work. But it started working. So I started helping customers with their digital marketing. It's not what we do now. We do digital marketing, but like social media marketing, we don't do that. But social media, helping them improve their business model and e-commerce. And they started buying more flowers from me. So that's when I decided to say, okay, I'm going to quit my job after 16 years, 17, and try to educate and inform the floral industry that we could do things differently. The collaboration is a thing, right? Trusting your vendors is a thing, right? Innovating, not being okay with your success now, but wondering how much more you can succeed. Not judging new innovations and new services, but looking at how we could make it work for us and how it doesn't, don't look at it. Oh, that would never work. Figure out how it can work. That's how I jumped into this entire deep end and saying, okay, we're going to be a business that not only offers services, but also it connects flowers to people, but also protects and supports the entire business model. So that's when it comes to advertising. It supports the business model, website design, consulting, recruiting through pollen talent, like a pollinator of a flower, doing services, things like that. We even do the Bloom Together event where 400 people showed up this year. It's a fully collaborative nonprofit event. 57 different contributing companies came together. We raised about $4,700 approximately for Seed Your Future and American Floral Endowment. So for me, it's not only doing business for myself, but also sharing my network and my community with others.
Wow. Okay. And on your shirt, you have embroidered Above All Flowers. A lot of people are on the mailing list for Above All Flowers, but can you just tell people a little bit about it if they don't know, because it's maybe another resource that, especially people who are looking for domestic floral sources should know
about.
So
that's our partner company. And they started sending out emails many years ago, and we've been able to come in and now on top of those emails, do the newsletter, do the show, banner, and adding value to our community. So Above All Flowers and David Kaplan, the Flower Wizard, is the man that will connect the farms to the florist, and we're the channel that gets that out. Right. So that's how kind of we combined. And why didn't we change the name? Why is it confusing? Because we believe in collaboration. We believe that, hey, we're going to educate people on collaboration and networking and building community. Let's do it together and let's show that two companies can come together to make a better for the flower industry, a better environment for the floral industry.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, too, because if David Kaplan, who started Above All Flowers, if he's basically brokering, I think that's the right word, or helping connect farmers with customers, those additional services that you provide, that's not really his jam. So then you can come in and maybe give more of a full service, like, okay, he's promoting a crop, but only in a one newsletter, or like, I don't know, it's an availability list basically, right? That he sends out every day.
So that was our goal, is to, how do we scale this, right? So from sending an email and availability list, now you have a newsletter. So now we have more subscribers, right? Lead magnet. So now we have more subscribers. Yeah. Now we have a Bloom Show. So now we have more subscribers, and everybody consumes content differently, right? So for us, it's really, the goal was to be able to offer something of value. There's a saying, it's jab, jab, hook, right? So you give, and then you ask, you know? So
Okay. I'm going to have to think of a little more of a horticultural analog
to that.
Dig,
grow, you know? That's just what it is. That you dig, grow.
Plant, harvest.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. 100%. So plant, harvest, right? Seed, plant, harvest, or however you want to say it. So grow, you know? But yeah, so it's plant, harvest, where nowadays you can't just ask. You have to be able to give value and to build a community around you. And that's what we do.
That is the takeaway of this conversation. And I hope that even a small floral studio or a backyard, half acre flower farm startup can say, there's threads of truth here that I can borrow and use for my own business. And maybe back to growth and scale, maybe there'll be a chance and a time when they can reach out to you, if they're able to grow their niche. So I love that. We do have you listed on the Slow Flowers directory under business services.
We're really excited about supporting what you're doing, because you gave a sector a voice, and that's so important. So my hat goes off to you.
Yeah, I can't, we aren't all things to all people, which that's your niche. I love it, but I love knowing what I'm focused on. And that's been Slow Flowers' story for over a decade. I don't know when I'll see you, but I hope that I run into you in person.
Likewise.
And I love that, I guess you are a bridge for me to the larger sort of floral industry that I don't necessarily engage with on a regular basis. So I appreciate you coming on and kind of introducing us to that. And thank you for the calendar. We'll make sure that people know how to get that. And I'll make sure that in the future, we get the Slow Flowers Summit listed on that, because that would really be fun for us to have a presence on your calendar.
I'm almost sure it's there. So take a look.
If it's not, it's a digital product, so you can always add it, right?
That's the cool thing about this calendar, that if you see a discrepancy, we ask for your help. And the reason being is because not everybody responds, right? So we've kind of sent out emails. Hey, are you having your convention? So what we call it a living, breathing thing. So please, if you don't find it there, which I'm almost sure it is, but if you don't find it there, let me know, because it's really important to add it. And I do want to say a final thing, if I may. We are looking to represent different farms within the U.S. to our network as well, and to our community. So if you're anywhere from a mid-size grower, maybe even large grower, we love to speak to you, to fill out an application, and to see if we could maybe help you grow your business and scale more into nationwide or in regional. We could help you do that, and we'd love to do that.
Well, I like the way you've outlined kind of a la carte. So if someone just wants to dip their toe in the water with one project, that's low risk. And so maybe that's something that they can reach out to you. So we'll make sure everyone knows how to get a hold of you, Saheed. And thank you so much. I will do this again.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to having you on my show.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me today. Please visit slowflowerspodcast.com for episode 658 to watch the replay video of my conversation with Saheed and to follow links to all of the resources we've discussed. You can also find the link in our show notes to download the free 2024 floral event calendar, including the Slow Flowers Summit in the June section. Our next sponsor thank you goes to Red Twig Farms. Based in Johnstown, Ohio, Red Twig Farms is a family-owned farm specializing in peonies, daffodils, tulips and branches, a popular peony bouquet by mail program, and their bouquet giveaway program that allows customers to buy a 10-stem bunch of tulips for others in their community. Learn more at redtwigfarms.com. And thank you to the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market, a farmer-owned cooperative committed to providing the very best the Pacific Northwest has to offer in cut flowers, foliage, and plants. The Growers Market's mission is to foster a vibrant marketplace that sustains local flower farms and provides top-quality products and services to the local floral industry. Visit them at seattlewholesalegrowersmarket.com. I'm so glad you joined us today. The Slow Flowers podcast is a member-supported endeavor, downloaded more than 1 million times by listeners like you. Thank you for listening, commenting, and sharing. It means so much. As our movement gains more supporters and more passionate participants who believe in the importance of our domestic cut flower industry, the momentum is contagious. I know you feel it too. If you're new to our weekly show or our long-running podcast, check out all of our resources at slowflowerssociety.com. I'm Deborah Prinzing, host and producer of The Slow Flowers Show and The Slow Flowers Podcast. The Slow Flowers Podcast is engineered and edited by Andrew Brenlin. The content and opinions expressed here are either mine alone or those of my guests alone, independent of any podcast sponsor or other person, company, or organization. Next week, you're invited to join me in putting more slow flowers on the table, one stem, one vase at a time. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll see you next week.